The question this morning, or our beginning, our title, let's start there. That makes sense, doesn't it? Is believe, with a question mark. Believe. What does it mean to believe? It's a well-used word in the English language, but I'm unsure that we have, those that speak English, for us here this morning, I'm not sure that we have a full grasp of this word, believe, especially when it comes to Scripture, so when it comes to the Word of God. For you and I, day to day, we perhaps can say, or we choose to believe something, or we choose to believe that something isn't true. So we choose to believe it is true, or we choose to believe it isn't true. And I would argue that we do that quite regularly, especially if we watch the news or we read a newspaper. Is that not true? I believe it is. See what I've done there? Feel like you're still not quite with me, but we'll get there. We'll get there, all right? It's okay to breathe, all right? So we constantly have these moments going through our mind whether I should believe something or not. But also, we can choose to believe in something. Or, of course, we can choose not to believe in something. That you could say, well, those people down the road, and we can say this because they are literally Ghostbusters, okay? They make a living out of being Ghostbusters. And they might say, well, I believe in ghosts. Although I have had full confirmation from the lady who runs it and goes, oh no, I don't believe it, but it does make me money. Well, it's a win-win situation. Or you could maybe say that we don't believe that you should live together before marriage. That's an opinion that I can throw weight behind. And we're posed over time during our lives with so much. And that happens day after day, especially, I think, with the way that we use this word believe, that we often lose the weight of the word and its meaning. The Oxford English Dictionary says that believe is a verb, okay? So it's actionable, if you like, but the way that we have it here, to accept that something, in brackets, is true, especially without proof, or hold something, an opinion, think that I believe we've already met. So it's an idea that I can say, well, I believe we've already met, and you can go, no, we've never met before, but I did see you on Crime Watch. Yeah. Now, when we think about the way that our language puts that together, and now we know just a little bit more about the idea of where we're going with this word believe and its various contexts within our language. What does it mean for us when we come to Scripture? And ultimately then, what does it mean to us when we talk about God? Someone might ask you, do you believe in God? And you would give them an answer, yes or no. And the most common answer, I think, that I've found over the years is that I believe that there's something bigger than I am, which I actually think is, for us as human beings, is quite impressive, because we do like to think that we're the most important person ever, don't you? See, I didn't say we. No, but we do though, don't we? We hold ourselves in such regard that we think of we're the most important person, that everything's got to revolve around or flow through or flow from me, else otherwise it's just null and void. But somebody might say to you, do you believe in God? And you might give them various answers. Yet I think that even if we say, yes, I believe in God, and I've heard so many people say, oh yeah, I definitely believe in God, that actually the word in our language loses its gravitas, it loses the weight. To give you an example from Scripture, which is where I got you in James chapter 2 and verse 19, it says, you believe, and I'm just going to take this verse in isolation, so forgive me, we'll come back to it, okay? Because this is not normally how we work. We'll take the whole context and understand what the word is saying. Just giving you a verse. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. Now you can start to think where I'm going with what I'm talking about here. Now think about the language there, the word that we've got. And James says, you believe there is one God. Good. Well, the demons believe that. And they shouldn't. So let's have a look at Acts chapter 16. Because this goes the other way to what we've just seen there. Because you might say yes or no, indeed, to the first question that I've posed, that do you believe in God? And you might say yes. But then if you say yes, and forgive me here, because you'll have to work with me, else otherwise you'll be highly offended instantly. But I say yes, I believe in God. Does that make me a Christian? Well, you harsh people. See, I could say I believe in God, but actually, because of the language that we know as the word believe, doesn't mean that I'm a Christian. Doesn't mean anything other than I believe that there is a God. Well, even the demons believe that, remember, and they should have. But then when you look at Acts chapter 16, verse 29 through 31, and this is where our language isn't helping us at all. The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. These were both in prison. He brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must we do to be saved?" Did you hear the question? What must we do to be saved? They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. Paul says to them here, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Yet James has just told us, only a few books on, and said, you believe there is one God? Good. Well, even the demons believe that, and they should have. You see how our language now has confused matters somewhat. And if you hadn't seen this before, and now you're confused, let's close in prayer. A joke. Now, there is something that we are missing, and it comes from our translation, okay? So the Greek has been translated into the English. And of course, the Greeks, unsurprisingly to those of us that have studied any part of the New Testament at all, that they have different words or different ways of saying words that mean something different to what we would just perceive as the one word. Love is a great example. And Kev shared it only last week. There are several different ways of saying love in the Greek. As Kev pointed out last week, you know, I could say, I absolutely love piglets. That is something that I could easily say. But I also love my children. I also love my wife. And all three of those mean something completely different. Because although I do quite like piglets, I don't love them as much as my children. You hope. They certainly do. But in reality, you see, we can lose the idea of what the word is saying when we don't fully understand what the language that it was written in, how that translates for us fully. And there are other words that do just that, that there are different meanings. And believe is one of them. There are lots of ways to say it, and they mean very different things. In James chapter 2 and verse 19 then, where we were and we had a look, that even the demons believe and they shudder. The word in the Greek is pistevopsin, okay? Pistevopsin. And essentially what that means is that they are believing. So it's not actionable in that sense. That they believe that there's a God, but there's no action to that belief, okay? And that really, although our word, and we would use it in the verb sense within our language, it actually, that's really how we perceive the word believe. That there isn't much action to it. That I could say, you know, I believe it's going to rain today. I mean, there's a high chance it's going to. But I've not really thrown any weight behind it. It might rain or it might not. Yet in Acts chapter 16 and verse 31, and there are only subtle differences, but it's piste voson, okay? So instead of piste vosin, it's piste voson, okay? And that is translated for us, the two words together, is believe you, okay? So the first one was, they are believing, and now we've got believe you. So in other words, for us, if we put it into what we know and understand, that now is actionable, okay? That I believe, so I do something about it, okay? So it's an actionable word. It's not something that we just say, oh, well, I believe, but it's an actionable thing. Now, if you do any kind of Bible study, you can have a look at Strong's Concordance. And the word believe within Strong's Concordance puts it together with another word. So that confused matters further. And I fell down a large rabbit hole and I was there for a while. So we'll be here for a while. No, joke. I feel like you're almost with me, but you didn't know that you were going to get some Greek this morning, did you? Well, I make no apologies because when we get this, it's really good. Strong's Concordance puts the word believe together with another word. And that word that it couples it together with is faith. And in the Greek, whenever we see this word in an actionable way, so not the first way, but the second way that I said, whenever we see this word in an actionable way, it is essentially faith. But it's not just faith on its own. James is going to tell us that very soon. But it's actionable faith. It's I believe and I have faith in and I'm actionable on that belief and that faith. So that's where it couples it, to believe, to have faith in, to action, or the action is then to entrust, okay? So I believe, I have faith in, and the action that comes with that I entrust what? My life to God. You see that? So I believe, I can have faith in, but the action comes in that I entrust my life to God. Let me explain then. When I say, or when we say, as a believer, I am a Christian. That says, or do you believe in God? Yes, I believe in God because I'm a Christian. And now, this is where the disconnect has come with it, even within our nation. That I have friends who consider themselves Christians. Why? Well, because they were brought up in a Christian country. That's not actionable. You're just born here. Now, there's a big difference, because when we're brought up in that, sometimes we can think, well, I believe in God, of course I do. Does that mean you're a Christian? Well, still no, but I was brought up in a Christian country, so that makes me a Christian. Still no, but I was brought up in a Christian household, so that makes me a Christian. Still no, you guys are tough. But you see, the reality of what the message is that we convey on a Sunday that happens up and down the country throughout the world where the gospel is preached, that we're sharing news that isn't just news that we go, do you know what, I believe today and tomorrow when everything goes really wrong, I've stopped believing. We're living in a country that tells us that we can believe in God. And things are changing, don't get me wrong. But I can believe in God, and because I was brought up in the United Kingdom, that makes me a Christian. Or I used to go to Sunday school as a kid, so that makes me a Christian. It's not true. Okay? It's not true. Because our language has disconnected what's happening here in the Word. So I believe in God. I'm a Christian. We don't just think that something is true, but rather, for us then, to say I believe in God is to put my entire life onto, my entire life into Him. It's actionable. That I am a Christian, so therefore my entire life is completely and utterly surrounded by and centered around God. Nothing else. That's my focus. That's my driving force. That's my Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's my all. And church, that's what we're promoted to do, to make sure that when we say, I believe in God, that we're to put our entire life onto and into Him. The full weight of who I am is in Him. It's an action. I'm all in. So when we say, yes, I believe in God, it's not a flippant statement that says, yes, I believe in God. It's a yes, I believe in God because He is the air I breathe. You understand? It's a huge difference. Yeah, I believe in God. Do you go to church? No. Do you read the Bible? No. Do you pray? No. Do you live how the Word says to live? No. Whereas we're saying, church, God willing, I am a Christian. I am all in. Everything that I am, everything that I have, is because of Him. Amen? Everything that we are as a church is because of Him. An action. I am all in. I believe, so therefore I will do. And that, church, is what we've preached for the last 12, 13 years. And God willing, we'll preach for however long the Lord allows Hope Church to be here. That we are all in. It's not just a tag on to our week that we come to church. It is the reason I get up on a Monday morning. Because Sunday is just around the corner. Amen? It's the reason that I'm able to step into a Monday with joy and expectation that God is in control. It's when I pick the newspaper up or I get it up on the device that I've got and I have a flick through the pages and I see that everything's so terrible, it's the reason that my gaze is set a little bit higher. That I have joy that this world can't offer. It's the reason that I'm not bogged down in just the reality of what's going off around me, because I know that love has won, amen? I know that love has won. I don't just hope it has, I know it has. Because we've seen the end. Revelation tells us He has won. So I don't just believe flippantly that I believe that chair is comfortable. I've sat on it and I've enjoyed it. And I know and I'm absolutely fully aware of the joy that it brings to my life. You're probably thinking these chairs aren't that comfortable, Matt. In reality, church, when we start to grasp what the Word is saying to us, we don't just go John 3:16 and go, for God so loved the world that whoever believes in Him shall not, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And go, well, I believe in God, so therefore I'm going to have everlasting life. No, we realise the weight of what's being said. For God so loved the world that He gave, and there's an action required for me that I'm to give my life to Jesus, amen? That I'm to give, I felt like that was your opportunity. That He gave me His very best, so I would be willing to give my life for Him, amen? And church, that is what it means to believe. That's what it means to say, I am all in. I am a Christian, I do believe, and that is exactly who I am. The challenge for us then, church, is this action. I've seen how Jesus lived and loved, because it's right here in front of us, and I'm going to do that. Church, that's the challenge. That I've seen how Jesus lived and loved, and I'm going to do that. There is an action to the things that we say. And Kev, over the past few weeks in Bible study, has been going through 1 John. And 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1 to 3, it gives us a real glimpse of action, okay? He says this, 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 through 3. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome. There's an action to how we should be behaving, how we should live. Because, church, we've said we believe. And if we do believe, and it's our heart's desire to serve him, it's our heart's desire to learn the word, it's our heart's desire to grow in him, it's our heart's desire to live as he's called us to live, then the word isn't just I believe, it's I'm all in. It's faith in action. And that the challenge that we've had so many times here from this pulpit is to make sure that we have faith in action. There's a huge difference. And prayerfully, you've seen it now. To believe is to do. And we cannot miss that, or indeed, church, lose sight of it. Those of us that have been saved for a while, let's not lose sight of what it means to believe. And then back in James chapter 2, and this time we'll just take a little bit more of the portion that's titled, or a subtitle in the text, Faith and Deeds. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Do we understand that? That there's a Christian life that we should be living. There's an action to who we should be, that I believe. So therefore, if we believe, we'll do. It's no point saying to somebody, keep warm and well fed, if we know full well the reality is that's not going to happen and we do nothing about it. But that happens on every single stage of our life and every single conversation that we have. And he goes on in verse 18 to say, but someone will say, you have faith and I have deeds, but show me your faith without deeds and I'll show you my faith by what I do. And that then is the reality. That now, the question, church, isn't, are you a Christian? The question is, are you a Christian? You see the difference in tone? Are you a Christian? Or are you a Christian? Because I can see that there's something different. You see that? That I can see that there's something different. It's tangible. I've seen the way that you behave. I've seen the way that you react. I've seen the way that you mix with other people and you don't get involved in the gossip or the slander. I've seen there's something different. And I've watched and I'm like, there's something different about that person. And the answer is, yeah, there is, because I believe in God. And I don't just flippantly believe in God like I believe the chair's comfy. I believe in God and he is my life. Church, there's such a challenge for us over the week ahead to think and reflect on what these words are saying. Lord, that we may believe, that we may have faith, that we are all in. And our challenge then this week, church, is that action. The whole weight of my life is in and on our God. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you again this morning that we've been able to see from your word and understand what your word is saying to us. That, Father, we're to be all in. Father, that when we say we believe, that it's actionable. That, Father, that we make an effort to live our lives for you. Father, that we do what you've called us to do. That we live by your word. That we put your word first in our lives. We put you first in our lives. Father, that it's not something that we tag onto our lives, but Lord, that you are our life. Father, may you just help us over the coming days to just look into your word, to search it, to know it, Father, to grow. And we ask, Lord God, that you would continue to strengthen us and uphold us. Father, that you might bless us. And we ask these prayers in and through our Saviour's precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.